Hello, my friend. Welcome to the DDP for the second day of November. I'm your host, Paul White. I want to take you back to Galatians 3 today. We're working on Paul's sort of running commentary on the Abrahamic promise. He's comparing it to the Mosaic law. I do realize that we are Gentiles. We were under the law, ever. And I know we spend a lot of time in the modern church talking about the law and being freed from the law. And I know it's easy to sort of be the smartest guy in the room, the snarky guy in the corner that goes, hey, look at all you guys talking about law. None of you were ever under the law. But listen, Paul admits in Romans 1 that even though the Gentiles didn't have the law, they had it written on their hearts. They could start to experience the manifest negative benefits and positive benefits of the law simply by being on the earth. And so I think it's okay to talk about being freed from the law, even though we know we were never under it, because you really have been placed under it in many cases by poor theology. So whether or not you were ever spiritually under it, the answer is no, you weren't. You were under it in that people put you under stuff. And so when you get placed underneath something, then you're there. I know we're not there in the chronological timeline of the Bible. I still hear from people like, oh, well, we were Gentiles. We were never under the law. Why are we talking about the law? Because people have law placed upon them. They have performance placed upon them. They have demands. They have all of these things that are put on them that are supposed to make them righteous. None of them do. And so that in itself becomes a law. Now, it's not the Mosaic law in relation to the Abrahamic covenant, but the principle is the same. And we need to respect that if we're going to have any hope at releasing people. Listen, I've been all over the world preaching the gospel of grace, and I can tell you this. I've never met anybody who's actually under the law, because the law isn't relative for righteousness over one person. And I've preached to 99.9% Gentiles, and so none of them were ever under it. But I've removed metric tons of spiritual grave clothes off of people who were wrapped up in guilt, shame, works, performance. And so you can't tell me people don't get under the law, because I've watched it happen, and I'm a testament of it happening, a testimony to the fact that you can get so religious that you begin to determine your value based upon your ability to do or not do. I don't watch this. I don't dress that way. I don't go there. That means I'm one of God's chosen. I'm not telling you something by theory. I'm telling you something by experience, having lived that out. And believe it or not, and there's many that will probably struggle to believe this, but this is absolutely true. I still can fall underneath that to this day. So don't tell me law isn't real, because we make a law out of just about anything we think we're good at. And the law is really good at giving us little platforms of performance so that we can judge other people's inability to get up on the platform or to stay on the platform. Paul says this, this is what we promised you today, was to finish Galatians 3:21. If there had been a law given which could have given life, if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly, righteousness would have been by the law. Couple that with Romans 7:10, Paul says, the commandment which was supposed to bring life, I found to bring death. In other words, I was taught that the commandments would bring life. They didn't. What I found is that the commandments brought death. No commandment could bring life. No commandment, when you try to keep them for righteousness, you're trying to keep them outside of their original intent. The only reason they existed was to show you how to treat your neighbor. When you take them out of their place and try to make the square peg fit in a round hole, that's what we're doing with the law. when we do that, I would even say this, you don't even have to have it for you don't have to have it at all anymore because you've been given something better, and that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to love your neighbor, and he'll do it based on how loved you are, not on a list of demands. But when you take the law out of its original intent, which was given because we transgressed one another, in that you make it into something it's not, and you turn it into death. So I would go so far as to say this, where Paul says if there had been a law given which would have given life, then righteousness would come by the law, I would follow it up by saying this, anything that you're being presented with that does not give life now falls into the category of a covenant fulfilled that you're no longer underneath. So anything that doesn't give life doesn't belong to you. All right. Now, filter your faith, filter your theology, filter your experience through that lens. Is what I'm preaching bringing life? Is what I'm singing bringing life? Is what I'm doing bringing life? I'm calling it the gospel, but it's making me depressed. I'm calling it Christianity, but it's dragging me down. I'm calling it faith, but it's making me judgmental. I'm calling it holiness, but it's making me bitter towards others. So, then I'm left with, is it the problem, or am I the problem, or a combination of both? Hint, hint, you're almost always at least part of the problem. But that might not be the end answer. It could very well be that you need to reassess the theology you're under. You need to reassess what you call faith, reassess what you call holiness. And if it doesn't bring life, it doesn't belong in the living. That's the prime example of the removal of grave clothes, where Jesus says at Lazarus' tomb, loose him and let him go. We have a job to take the grave clothes off of resurrected people. So stop putting grave clothes on resurrected people. One more time. Galatians 3:21, is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But hey, righteousness isn't by the law because there was no law given that could give life. Tomorrow we go on with Paul to 22. See you then. God bless.